Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
In our heads today as another day begins for many of you. It's already begun for me. Jennifer Horn is here with Doug Steffen and Ken Kessler overviewing the hot hits in talk radio. Jeb Bush and Mitt Romney are scheduled to meet privately in Utah this week. Now, what do you suppose that's going to be?
It's going to sound like this. We actually have audio.
Do we?
Hey, what's the big idea? it's weird that we can go into the future and get audio, but we have that technology.
Good for you, Jennifer. I'm glad you've been able to find that. Thank heavens for that. So, do they find a way to avoid competing with each other? Will it split the Republican Party? So why are they getting together? Jeb Bush is the one who asked for the meeting, by the way.
Exactly. He wants to say, hey, what's the big idea?
What's the big idea? Well, but wouldn't it be Romney who'd say that to him? Because Romney is a two-time loser, so he wants to get up to bat one more time.
Well, and Jeb kind of went first, though. Jeb was the one that started his exploratory committee first.
Yeah. So what do you think their relationship is?
Hey, what's the big idea?
That's it. Okay. So what do you think about that? 888-302-3684. I love it when the aides say, no comment.
Right.
Both men have been making a flurry of phone calls to Republican donors. Isn't that awful? That they're spending all their time trying to raise money.
But that's the sad reality, though. I mean, if you don't have $1 billion socked away, you're not going to be able to run for president.
Some say it'll cost, what did we have spent? Was it $2 billion in the last congressional campaign? Something really obscene. And $4 billion during the last presidential election for all of the various the candidates for all offices. Supposedly, those who are in the know say it would be $4 billion just for the presidential.
Wow. About that. $4 billion.
Asinine.
So, but where does that money come from, though?
Well, it comes from you and me. Under the circumstances, this is what it's all about. They want to get support from businessmen. Businessmen want to support them, businesses, because that's where it comes from, influential people that want to have their own way.
And I'd imagine this year, maybe more than any year, you might get some business people wanting to support a Republican candidate just because of the looming taxes that are being thrown around, I guess.
Yeah, looming, the ideas that have been, that have served, is not going to get anywhere, but still there. Business, in the main, is, we're told by the snooze media, pretty healthy. So then how do you explain American Express cutting 4,000 jobs?
Everything's fine.
6% of its total workforce. Especially after the president touted in his State of the Union address on Tuesday.
It's beautiful.
That the economy was great. We got all these jobs. Everything's wonderful. The cuts are part of a company-wide efficiency drive. Maybe we ought to hire the people that are efficiency experts at American Express to go work for the government.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a great idea, actually.
It is a good idea. Thank you.
Cut everything down by a third, easy.
Yeah,
easy,
well,
and no one would even notice.
Not 6% of the workforce. The company will take a $313 million pre-tax charge in the fourth quarter. As soon as the people who want to tax the rich see that, they'll say, wow, look at this. This is what we're talking about. This is why we got to tax these guys more. They're taking advantage of the situation. If they have that much money and that much profit and they can take a $313 million pre-tax charge just for the last quarter, charging off what it costs them to, in essence, eliminate 4,000 jobs, it costs them $300 million.
Wow.
And they write it off. Some of the job cuts will be offset by hiring in other parts of the company.
Right. Might I ask an unrelated question?
You may, Jennifer.
Totally dumb.
Please ask a question.
I don't get why anybody uses American Express. It totally defeats the point of a credit card. You have to pay an annual fee most of the time, and you have to pay your balance off at the end of every month.
Yeah.
So the point of having a credit card for me is if I want to buy a refrigerator and I want to take 6 months to pay it off, I'm going to put it on a credit card. I'm not going to want to pay it at the end of the month. Yeah. Why in the world does anybody use American Express?
Status.
Yeah. Maybe, but what about the green one, like the baby American Express that anybody can get? Why do you get that?
Why is it that you never see a credit card that's red?
Oh, I have a red credit card.
You have a red credit card?
Bank of America ATM is red.
There's another one, another losing outfit.
Thank you. Actually, do you know my identity just got stolen again?
Again?
It's weird. I don't know. All I know is that I got a notification from Bank of America. They've gotten pretty good at this. It said that my information may have been compromised.
Really?
Take a look at your banking and make sure there's nothing wrong. And we've closed down your account. We're sending you a new ATM card.
I bet it's happened twice to me in the last year.
Yeah, me too. This was the second time. And then the weirdest thing happened to me yesterday. I got a notification that UPS was delivering something. I thought, gosh, I don't remember ordering anything. I got home yesterday and Kohl's had sent me a man's citizen's watch in the mail.
Really? Isn't that nice?
So I don't know if someone is trying to hack in and ordered something on my Kohl's card, but I didn't order that unless I was like sleep ordering things. What do I do with a man's citizen's watch?
I think you give it to the man in your life.
Oh, hold on. Anybody? Bueller?
eBay also laying off 2,400, 7% of its workforce. Again, this is the week of promises. Promises, promises, yeah.
Promises.
Right. We got things terrific going on, except eBay lays off 7% of its workforce because they didn't do well in the holiday sales period. Expectations for the current quarter are off. It's interesting that some of these big companies hire and fire as much. Look at the airline industry, for example. They lay off flight attendants. In 3 months, they call you back to work.
Right.
And so what do they do for the 3 months?
It's all about that bottom line for the stockholders.
Right, but to have them in and out that quickly or that often or that many, it just seems...
Teachers in LA Unified School District had a really hard time for many years, probably 4, 5, 6 in a row, where all the new teachers, anybody who had been teaching for, 3 years
gets
or less,
fired.
Would get a pink slip every single year, and then they get rehired.
Right.
Exactly. Every year, it was just you were uprooted.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like that American Express story you were talking about, that they're going to fire all these people, and then they're going to offset that by hiring new people in different
cheaper.
Parts of the company.
Well, and some of them are working cheaper. It's all part of it. I mean, these people figure this out, no question about it. eBay said that they're losing a little on PayPal. They're thinking about spinning it off, in fact. That's where Elon Musk got his money. He came up with PayPal, and then he sold it to eBay, and he's used the money to start Tesla and to do SpaceX and things like that. I'm forgetting how much he got. I think it was $1.4 billion or something.
Hey, he could run for president.
Hey, he got the money. He got the whole world in his hand. All right, 14 and change after the hour. Is it time for you to stop? Is it time for you to stop your hair from falling out? I think that's an interesting expression, don't you? Your hair is falling out. It's not falling out.
It's jumping.
Upside down.
Get me out of here.
Mexican jumping beans. No, it comes out when you brush it, when you shower, when you have activity up there. It's the normal course of things. When you look on the sink or you look down the drain, you see the hair and you go, oh my God, what's happening to my hair? That's normal. If you were able to do it for your skin, your cellular structure changes all the time. Every 3 weeks, every cell in your body is changed. And that includes your hair. Your hair falls out or comes out. I like that better. From coming out. Right? Okay? Time to stop your beautiful hair from coming out. If you have premature thinning, you might want to call 800-525-8319. Why would you do that? Someone is cleverly asking. Well, I'm glad you asked. Clever person. Provia is a powerful, all-natural hair thinning treatment. for thin hair, apply Provia to the spots where you are missing, along your part line, the back, wherever it is, and you will find within 3 to 4 months the fuzz comes back because you've cleansed the pores in your scalp that have prevented the hair that's under your scalp from growing again. That's all this is. It's very simple. You don't have to have, like, Bosley or whoever tell you, oh, your hair's not going to come back. Your hair, for the most part, not with everybody, because there are some problems people have that keep it from coming back. But the idea here is for you to try it, and if it works, you keep it and keep using it. If it doesn't, you get your money back. And it gets better. Mention Doug Steffen, and you'll receive a brand new Provia Super Concentrate bottle that'll work more quickly, noticeable results faster with Provia. 800-525-8319. So if you've answered yes to my question, are you losing your hair, or is the hair coming out, are you feeling badly about that and you want to do something about it? Here's what you do. You call 800-525-8319 and order Provia today and get the results that you want. Your hair back. That's what you want, right? Get your hair back. 800-525-8319.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you had donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic because that CD tower is part of who you are? And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and laws number 3030.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions, and they can help you too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
The United States Coast Guard says it has sent more cutters off of Florida's coast. Guess what they're doing?
What?
They are trying to stop the surge of Cuban migration that started the moment the two countries announced that they would normalize ties. Remember the old Muriel Boatlift, all that stuff? They're floating over in tubes the same as they did before how many years ago? Welcome those Cubans.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Oh my.
Ooh.
Oh yeah.
Love this.
I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space.
I hope you're happy. Live Earth is returning this June with 100 artists playing across 7 continents to raise environmental awareness. And Pharrell Williams is serving as the... I like Pharrell.
He's like a feral cat.
Yeah. Is we have one of those at the barn. Is creative director helping Al Gore to choose who those artists are going to be. The announcement came yesterday, or at some point, I don't remember. There's Pharrell. Pharrell, you like it the better? You like that better? Okay. Let's see here. Is he performing? He wouldn't say. None of the artists have been revealed yet. He chose to place the emphasis on the concert's mission, urging world leaders to approve a new climate accord at the United Nations. It apparently is our biggest problem, according to the president, anyway.
Okay, anybody else disturbed that Al Gore's picking musical acts? Do you remember his wife was the one that was like the focus of all those terrible rap songs?
She didn't like Metallica or something? She didn't like?
Was it Two Live Crew? Or it was
Two Live Crew,
Yeah.
Well, they were dangerous like the Beach Boys were during the... Reagan administration.
Stop. We need to give you an award. You just mentioned Two Live Crew and the Beach Boys in the same sentence. You can go home, Dougie. You're not going to do anything.
I'm already home, but thanks anyway. 25 past the hour on Good Day. Let's have some late night fun. Memories provided by Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, and maybe we'll have time for an Ellen comment or
big
two.
Big speech last night, State of the Union Address. You all watched it, I'm sure. Pretty tough talk from President Obama last night. He was getting tough. Last night, President Obama set the record for the most veto threats in his State of the Union Address. Last night, President Obama made history by using the word transgender, lesbian, and bisexual. Yeah, it was the part of the speech where he was just starting to read Craigslist personals. Supreme Court Justice, you probably saw this, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, fell asleep last night during the State of the Union Address. She fell asleep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she woke up to discover the other justices had used a Sharpie to draw a gavel on her face.
Of course, last night was the State of the Union Address. Yeah, well, everyone's really excited about this huge special appearance by a guy that we haven't seen in a really long time, 2008 Barack Obama. Do you see this, though? After Republicans in the crowd applauded when President Obama said that he had no more campaigns to run, he quickly added, quote, "Well, I know because I won both of them." I'm not saying Obama was throwing shade, but that insult just solved global warming. And I wish he'd done it earlier. Yeah. And during his speech, President Obama also discussed the economic turnaround and credited much of it to improvements in robotics, which were actually on display later when Joni Ernst gave the Republican response.
Will advanced solutions prevent the kind of cyber attacks we've seen recently? Will work to confront Iran's nuclear ambitions?
What an embarrassment.
That was an embarrassing
statement. Error. Would
so
you like
foolish.
To speak to a representative?
Yeah.
Last night, President Obama gave the State of the Union address, and I gotta say, I don't know what union he was describing, but I want to live there. I want to move there. Sounds outstanding. There's a middle class. They have small businesses. It sounds great. During the speech last night, President Obama shot down Republicans who cheered when he said he had no more campaigns to run by saying, "I won both of them." Damn, I hope Obamacare covers burns.
There's some, they really, well, I mean, they're supposed to be commenting, at least that's the job. What is this? What did you do to my computer, Jennifer? All right, stand by. Let me fix this. 28 after
wow.
the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Jonathan Alter and Ron Christie. Coming right up, how can Mayor de Blasio put down the NYPD insurrection?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roof. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah! Woo-hoo!
Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo! Woo! Great!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Alter and Christie. With cops turning their backs on him and refusing to write summonses, how can Mayor de Blasio now end the NYPD insurrection?
These cops aren't racist. Yes, you're going to find bad apples everywhere. But the fact of the matter is, you look at the overall population in New York City and you look at where a majority of the crimes are taking place. It is not black on white crime you're talking about. You're talking about black on black crime. And so when you bring in the Al Sharptons of the world who have made their career by rabble rousing, you're going to foster a climate in which a deranged individual can think, hey, if I go out and do this terrible thing and go out in a blaze of glory, well, it's okay. No, Mr. Mayor, it's not okay. He needs to apologize.
The idea that they would stop working or have a work slowdown in order to extract some apology for having associated with Al Sharpton and made a comment about how his son might be subjected to problems on the street that he wouldn't if he were white, which is self-evidently true. For him to have to apologize for those two things is ridiculous. The person who needs to apologize is the head of the policeman union for saying that the mayor had blood on his hands, quote unquote, for something that he absolutely had nothing to do with.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Christie and Jonathan.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
After the hour, here I am blatting away. My job is just described to me as a professional blatter.
What? I don't know. A bladder?
A better bladder. It's a better bladder. 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen. It's already Thursday, January 22nd. Okay, you want to know how it works?
What?
It.
Yes.
Sure. I love to know how it works.
All right. There's a big investment company that has increased its stock in Staples and Office Depot. Starboard is a big hedge fund. They've put 6% of, in terms of how they've acquired it, they bought a 6% stake in Staples in December.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, they announced they were going to have a 10%, they're going to buy a 10% stake in Office Depot. And the Wall Street Journal suggests today that they're going to then merge, that this company will force them to merge. So what do you think of this Staples? One of the reasons I'm interested in this is not only because I find it interesting and compelling to figure out how big business companies like this work with all this money and money behind them, but Staples is headquartered here in Framingham.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, it announced it had plans to separate their CEO and chairman roles. A lot of times, big companies have a CEO and then the chairman of the board. They're going in a different direction. They believe, they said in an announcement yesterday, that the values that they are doing to enhance shareholder interest, they want to have regular meetings with their shareholders, so they need a chairman of the board to do that, and the CEO is supposed to do the day-to-day stuff. So I just find it interesting that this is how. You've heard of hostile takeovers. Carl Icahn, who is a creeping cretin, has ruined more businesses than you can possibly imagine, has done this fairly successfully, depending on how you define success over the years. Put companies together, has all the money in them and tells them what to do, and then he cashes them out. The best example I can come up with on that is TWA, when he bought a majority stake in that back in the early 1970s. First thing he did was sell off all the foreign roots that TWA had that made them the crown jewel that they were, and put the money in his pocket. because he could do that because he was a majority stakeholder. He basically took the airline private, sold off the assets, and then the company went bankrupt. And how many thousands of people? 20,000 people out of work like that. So when people get angry about big business and what it's all about, this is a legitimate concern that bothers people who have conscience. Hopefully I am one of those, and you are, Jen, and mm-hmm. Kenny is, and everybody else listening to this. It is the way business is done, and it isn't just in America, but it doesn't seem right. There ought to be a different way to do this sort of thing. TWA was one of the great airlines in the history of flight, and this guy single-handedly ruined it,
mm-hmm.
killed it.
That was anytime you saw like a flight attendant or anything during the 80s, it was always a TWA person.
Yeah. Well, it was. And they got it stuck to them two or three times, but Icahn did the worst. So Icahn is the kind of guy that'll put Staples and Office Max together, and then Office Depot, sorry. Who didn't Staples buy out Office Max a number of years ago? It used to be Office Max.
I thought Office Depot
bought out Office Max.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So why isn't it Office Depot Max then? I just wanted to ask a question.
Is this thing on? Why did they hyphenate? Are you worried about their relationship?
What did you say? Is this thing on?
Like crickets for a minute.
Ding-de-ling-de-ling. All right. Are you fit? People that are fit, raise your hands, please. How many of you are really fit? I mean strong.
Like really fit?
Healthy, yeah.
Oh, there goes my hand.
Oh, really? All right. So the Fitbit craze.
I have one.
You have one. I got one for Meredith for Christmas. She wears it all the time. The Fitbit. You got one?
Yeah, it's right here. Mint in box.
Well,
I'm going to open it one of these days.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe when you do, you'll take a picture of it, and then you can post it on Facebook. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. 1,000 politicians are in Davos, that's Switzerland, for the World Economic Forum. They have gathered to think and talk and listen and work. One of the side benefits of going is they all were given Fitbits to track their exercising. That is, how many people are walking 3.5 miles around the place where they're having this convention over the next 3 days. The exercise billed as this year's Davos Challenge, a walk for education, allows some of the world's most powerful people to experience what a lot of school children do a couple times a day. If the delegates to the forum walk 9,321 miles collectively over the next 3 days, 2,500 bicycles are going to be donated to the World Bicycle Relief Organization.
I like that.
Dedicated to the idea that bikes make it easier for children to get to school. That's true. Boosting attendance, good for their health, better grades, that sort of thing. I thought that was fairly interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you understand that, as usual, when something good comes along, time for the government to screw with it, the FDA announced yesterday that they will clamp down on Fitbit because they are making health claims. Gee. A claim like, if you walk more, you will be healthier.
Huh, that sounds awful. And
that sounds terrible, doesn't it? This is how blanking stupid these people are.
I mean, the great thing about the Fitbit is it reminds you when you're not moving. It helps you, like, track what your steps are. It, obviously, it's not a cure for anything, but it's going to help you, your mind go, yeah. Oh, I got to get up and get
it. It's not a medical device.
Right.
So, therefore, you can't make a claim that wearing the product would make you healthier.
Oh, boy.
They have nothing better to do at the FDA than draft up guidance papers. They're looking for public comments on these and other general wellness devices.
I've got a comment for them.
Yeah, I do, too.
Find something that matters
to
talk about.
Get to do something worthwhile, you bunch of jerks. Meanwhile, I find it interesting that we have a lot of radio stations that are giving away Fitbits. Maybe we ought to figure this out ourselves, Kenny. And in addition to giving away weekends or long weekends for families of four away like we are down at the Turks and Caicos and down in Jamaica, maybe we should give away Fitbits. I think it would be a great idea. How about it? Input 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStefan.com. I want people to be healthier. I'd be happy to tell you. I'm happy to tell the FDA to go screw, but I think one of the things that would be nice is that we actually, you know, you look at, you become aware. Somebody came to me, Meredith's still trying to figure out how to use hers. Somebody came to me, though, I think it was last fall, and they had one of these, and they had walked, she was very proud of it. Somebody came to the store on the farm, and she showed me, because I said, well, what's that? Because it was...
it's big. It's, yeah, you have this.
Right. It's tied to the, she was looking at her smartphone. And anyway... So she'd walked 12,000 steps that day.
It's awesome. That's really good.
She played tennis in the morning, and she walked, I don't know, whatever she was doing, older lady. But she was very proud of the fact, and she knew what the impact was on her. Why would you want the government to get in the way of you staying healthier? What's in it for them?
I know.
Would be
other
my
than they want a piece
question.
Of it for some reason. But, you know, it's very interesting because the Fitbit and all these other like devices have done a great job of talking about how if you get to at least 10,000 steps in,
yeah.
that's one less word, that that's like the magic number for you to get weight loss, optimal health. The 10,000
yeah.
steps is like
yeah.
the number.
Right.
And
yeah.
why not? If this is going to encourage people and motivate people to get off the couch, shut
yeah.
up already.
No, no, we have more dependent people on the government this other way. So everybody dependent on the government. The Airbus that crashed AirAsia plane, data information that's coming out shows that the plane climbed extraordinarily quickly before it broke apart.
Hmm.
There's an aviation expert who said that probably, I put that in quotation marks, means the plane encountered a tremendous amount of wind and weather. Duh. The storms that night, quote unquote, may have played a role in the plane crash. Of course they did. These planes are tin cans in the air. The Airbuses are crap cans. And sooner or later, somebody's going to figure it out that their airframe, the superstructure of the plane, will not take this kind of tremor. Put a Boeing plane in there. Not that you want to send them both into the same dark abyss. But these planes are crap. And the more most people that get on a plane, they don't even know what kind of a plane it is. I travel a lot, and I take pride in knowing what it is that I know about it because I just find it interesting. But all of these, when you can buy three of these planes to the equivalent two planes that Boeing produces, what do you think is missing in the equation? Especially when the planes cost $90 million a piece. So let me give you the formula. Airbus 320s, 321s, those are, 321 is supposed to replace the old 757. 319s and 320s are supposed to replace different models of the 737, or at least compete with them. So you can buy for $189 million, you can buy two 737s. For $194 million, you can buy three A319s or 320s. What does that tell you about the plane? And that's the simplest explanation that I can, that's the most direct. And so how does that impact your life? It doesn't, unless you get on one of those planes and you travel into the kind of weather that this plane went into over the seas, what was it, the Indian Ocean or something? Well, no, it was the Straits of Indonesia.
Wasn't it the Java?
Yeah, Java Straits. Yeah, which are, by the way, they're called Java Straits because they look like chocolate and coffee. Did you know that? The sea water looks like coffee.
I did not know that.
Didn't know that?
That
Kenny,
no wonder it took him a while to find everything. Yeah.
Kenny, do you know that?
I did not.
Now, see, you learned something.
That's why you're a smart man, Doug Stefan.
Yeah, listen,
a smart
I got
man.
It. Yep, I'm here sharing time.
You
and
may
space.
Not like that Airbus, but you know about coffee.
15 all right. Speaking of knowing about coffee.
Wink, wink, wink.
Whoa, Jennifer.
Snuffball, Doug.
Good
get
for
it.
You.
Well,
that's it. Jennifer gets 2 points. All right. That may not be the right bell for that. That's better. Okay. Jennifer has just suggested to me in that subtle way that we ought to talk about BuzzBox Coffee for a minute. BuzzBox Coffee. BuzzBox Coffee.
BuzzBox Coffee?
BuzzBox Coffee. BuzzBox, BuzzBox. Get it any way you can. BUZZBOX. BuzzBox. Buzz.
You're such a weirdo.
Box.
Like, really weird.
Buzz.
You're weirdo.
Buzz. Box. Buzz.
Ted, stop encouraging Dougie. Box.
Go ahead. Sorry, I couldn't help it.
Buzz.
Oh, box.
Okay, why
do
you
have to deal with everyday people? Come on.
Buzz Box Coffee. Buzz. What? You'd rather deal with those other lunatics that you work with at the radio station instead of me?
It's a good point.
Thanks. Okay. Buzz Box Coffee. Why do we tout Buzz Box Coffee? Well, other than the fact that I get a couple of bucks out of it, better yet, you get really great coffee out of it. Really great coffee. Not just great coffee, but really, really great coffee. In fact, it's really, really, really great coffee. How do I know that? Since I'm not a coffee drinker, I listen to coffee drinkers like Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Horn says this is the best coffee she's ever tasted. It's not just the taste, it's the smell, it's the aroma.
When it shows up on your doorstep, you don't even need to know. You don't even need to see the box.
Right, you know what it is.
Smell it from the doorstep. I mean, seriously.
Buzz Box Coffee. Get a free pound of Buzz Box Coffee to get yourself started on the program by dialing 866-456-7805. That's it. Buzz Box Coffee combines the everyday habit of having a cup of coffee with a wonderful outreach program. It's cool. It's cool that the money that's coming from this is going to help save agriculture and farms and that sort of thing. But more importantly, because it is so good, it's Arabica coffee. Comes from the best place on the earth to grow coffee. It's just the best way to enjoy yourself if you love to drink coffee. 866-456-7805. Let's get BuzzBox into your house. Call now for your free pound. 866-456-7805.
Lose the winter blues and warm up with hot flooring deals from Lumber Liquidators. Thinking about hardwood? Consider bamboo. We've got the number one brand, and we'll help you get it for less, like Strand Bamboo. It's twice as hard as oak, and for a limited time, it's only $1.99. Why pay as much as $4.99 for bamboo at other stores? We've got deals in over 70 styles from an incredible $179, plus pre-finished hardwood, laminate, and more for less than half what you'll pay somewhere else, and 18 months special financing. Now is the time to warm up your home with new floors, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 22diabetes.com. People who have followed this plan at 22diabetes.com have reportedly not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 22diabetes.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 22diabetes.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 22diabetes.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 22diabetes.com. Watch for free at 22diabetes.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to 22diabetes.com.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local HealthMart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com.
By now, you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening, to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself. Your home, business, family, your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 8442-GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com. That's guns80.com. Or call 844-2-GUNS80 today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, Tech Talk time on Good Day. Time to blow the roof off some of the... It was Pharaoh Williams, we don't have a roof on. We've been talking a lot about roofs today, Kenny.
Yes.
Get some roofs. Roofs, the red roof.
The roof is on fire. We don't need roof. No water. I can't say that on the roof.
So, Shelley Palmer is our first tech talker. Shelley is here to talk about a library system that says keep your cell phones on when you visit. Don't you, when you go to the library, supposed to turn your cell phone off, right?
I think that's a good idea, yes.
Really? Well, yeah. We'll find out. Shelley has the exception to the rule up next here in Tech Talk time on Good Day.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Spring is closer than you think. Sam Adams Cold Snap is back.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really tasty.
It's very smooth.
Cold Snap is light and refreshing. So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow.
It's got a lot going on.
Yeah, I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer. Crisp, refreshing, and refreshing is the best word. Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Boston Beer, Boston Master, we're sponsored.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you stop by the Orlando Public Library, make sure you keep your cell phone on. It may seem out of the ordinary for a library to encourage you to use your cell phone, but Orlando's library system has a good reason. It wants its patrons to download an iBeacon app to receive location-triggered information. That means you can be browsing cookbooks and get a notification about an upcoming Cuisine Corner program hosted by a local chef, or walk through the fiction section and get information about new releases. While Orlando's library system has kept up with the changing tech landscape, it's far from the only library with iBeacons. Other libraries across the U.S. have started using the technology, too, to ping visitors with reminders about overdue books, let them know a book they reserved is ready for pickup, and more. We don't use the library the same way we used it 20 years ago, and libraries know they need to embrace technology, like iBeacons, to stay relevant in the digital age. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, can you tell us more about rollover data?
Yeah, what do we have to do?
Not a thing.
If you're a mobile share value customer, your unused plan data automatically rolls over for 1 month. It's our way of saying thanks.
That's so wonderful.
You know, let's hug.
Oh, that's okay. We don't have to.
I think we do.
Yeah, I think we
nice.
Can bring
oh.
it in. Oh. Oh, wow. And we're hugging. All three of us. Really hugging. Ooh, it smells like bacon.
Introducing AT&T Rollover Data. All mobile share value plans now come with rollover data on the network with the nation's strongest LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Available only with AT&T mobile share value plans. Rollover data automatically expires after 1 month or with any plan change. Other restrictions apply. Visit att.com/rollover data for details. Signal strength claim based only on average LTE signal strength for national carriers.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Say hi to everybody, Jennifer, that's listening in the Washington area.
Hi, everybody in Washington area.
How about those in the greater Boston area? We just decided
on in Boston.
A station in Manchester, New Hampshire, WFEA.
Nice.
Been on for a long time. Be cool to be on that station. To those of you who are in southern Florida listening, look out your window and count the Cubans that are coming.
One, two, three. I love counting Cubans.
In the rowboats. Hi to those in Detroit. Wait a minute. I was going to say hi to the people in Detroit, but nobody lives there anymore. How about hi to Seattle? We're on the radar for a new affiliate there, Jen. That'd be cool. Hello to the Arizona listeners. Arizona, you remember that is southeastern part of our country.
I love Arizona.
Where they now are teaching civics.
You
I like that. Minnesota, California, Colorado. How's that? Mississippi. All right.
Oh, God help me.
All right. Hewlett Packard.
Yes.
Says it plans to incorporate 3D image manipulation, printing features, and augmented reality into its mobile devices. What does that mean, Kenny? 3D image manipulation into what kind of mobile devices does HP have? Tablets, they have tablets?
Yeah, tablets, and I'm sure if they don't already, they will have some smartphones.
Really? Amazing.
Sure.
All of that stuff? My heavens. Okay, let's see here. Google is going to sell wireless service to you. They've struck deals with Sprint and T-Mobile. They're looking to push the wireless industry to cut prices and increase data speeds to make sure services such as Gmail and YouTube can be easily accessed. 59 after on Good Day.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.